Whom have I in heaven but you, and earth has nothing I desire besides you, Asaph says in Psalm 73. Now, this raises an interesting question. Earth has nothing I desire beside you? Well, you either have to conclude that you truly have no desires in your life except for God, or you need to conclude that all the desires that you have in your life, a multitude of them, all that are pure and holy and honorable to God, not the sinful desires, there are those, but they're not all those. You know, we do have legitimate, God-given desires. Is the desire to have food to eat and water to drink, is that desire from Satan? No, God is the one who put those desires in us. But what we need to understand is this. God is the fountainhead. God is the source of all the lesser streams of desire. When I desire food, friendship, work, play, music, drama, or art, I am desiring God. Because God has made me to desire them. I am created in His image. He has made me a creative being, as He is a creative being. Now, there's a huge gap, an almost infinite gap, between us and God, and yet we, of all His creation, not angels, not animals, are said to have been made in His image. And so God has put these desires in us, but we don't have to choose between them and desiring God. We should be desiring God in our desire of them. Does that make sense? I'm going to develop this a little bit more. For instance, there's a lot of people saying, well, you know, the only one person we should desire is God, and they'll base it on passages like the one I just quoted. But what does Philippians 1 say? It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, Paul says to the Philippians, finding joy in them, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. So, should you come away from this conference feeling guilty because you enjoyed some new relationships you developed? Should you feel guilty because, you know what? I really enjoyed being there with those people, but I shouldn't enjoy those people. I should only enjoy God. Now, to some of us, that's just an obviously non sequitur. It does not work that way. But some of you will not be amazed because you've heard the same thing. It is amazing to me how many people are developing a super spiritual mentality they think is super spiritual. It's like in some ways, you could use a term like Francis Schaeffer used in the 70s when he talked about the new super spirituality, where it's this thing of, no, I had a speaker who was at a conference, and we were on a panel together, and somebody said something about a person who was looking forward to heaven, and he says, we should, and then he just stopped, and says, we should not look forward to heaven. We should only look forward to God. It just sounded so spiritual. The problem is, you know, Hebrews 11, you've got Abraham longing for a better country. Longing, the people of God throughout the ages, longing for a heavenly city whose builder and maker is God. There is no conflict between longing for heaven and longing for God if we long for heaven rightly as the dwelling place of God. And there's no problem. I've had people say, I hate it when we talk about how when we go home to heaven, we'll meet our loved ones, or we'll get to sit down and have dinner with Charles Spurgeon or you know, Jonathan Edwards or Apostle Paul or whoever, because that isn't what we should want. We should only want to be with Jesus. Well, you know what? Jesus wants us to want to be with those people. He said, you're going to sit at a table with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They're going to be there. 1 Thessalonians 4 says that we should take encouragement from the fact that we will all together be with the Lord. there is going to be a reunion in the presence of God. So don't fall into this spiritual sounding thing of, well, don't desire heaven, don't desire to be with other people, only desire to be with Christ. Well, Christ is the primary who grants to us the secondary in order that in our pleasure taken in the secondary, we may worship and glorify the primary. And that's what Scripture says.